The UN released a monumental report this morning. It says the following: climate change is accelerating. Humans must cut greenhouse gas emissions now, or some of the changes we are seeing to the Earth will be permanent. Here's Co Barrett, the vice chair of the UN agency that released this report.
It is still possible to forestall many of the most dire impacts, but it really requires unprecedented transformational change.
Rebecca Hersher from NPR's climate team has been following this story. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
I mean, one thing this report makes clear, and I've only skimmed, is that there is a deadline here. And if we don't meet the deadline, what happens?
Yeah, I mean, the window is getting narrower and narrower if we want to avoid really catastrophic things like multiple feet of sea level rise, huge food supply disruptions, mass die-offs in the ocean. So what this report does is it looks at all the climate research available, and it finds that global warming is accelerating. And here are some numbers for you. So the Earth is already about 2 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than it was in the late 1800s. Every decade, it is getting hotter faster. And the same goes for sea level rise. It has accelerated since the 1970s. And it's really important to point out here, the science is unequivocal. This is happening because humans are burning oil and gas and coal, emitting greenhouse gases that trap heat in the atmosphere. And on these big climate headlines, scientists are not hedging their language because the evidence, it's just overwhelming.
What's the evidence?
So there are two big advances that are playing out in this report. So the first is that climate models that scientists use to understand what the future will look like, they are getting better. So, for example, this report is able to say definitively that the rate of global warming since 1970 is the fastest in the last 2,000 years. Wow. But the other huge thing in recent years is something called attribution science. And that's research that connects global warming directly to individual weather events, things like heat waves and hurricanes and droughts. So scientists have gotten a lot better at seeing basically the fingerprints of the hotter Earth on these disasters. And that means we can draw a line directly from burning fossil fuels to more deadly disasters.
Do we have time to reverse the damage, or is it too late?
It is not too late. That is a really big takeaway from this report. It's not too late, but it's almost too late. Ooh. So scientists looked at 5 scenarios for future emissions and for population and economic growth. And they asked, for example, like, what if every country stops burning fossil fuels in the next 10 to 20 years really fast? What would happen? And they found that if that happens that fast, it would still be possible to meet the temperature targets set by the Paris Agreement, which would avoid the most catastrophic warming later this century. Although, I have to mention, there are some effects that are unavoidable at this point. So even if we cut emissions to zero today, sea levels would still keep rising until the middle of the century. But even there, there's a silver lining. We would avoid multiple feet of extra sea level rise later in the century.
So you have scientists, climate scientists, hundreds of them in this case, with these staggering warnings. And world leaders are saying what in response?
So there's a huge gap. You know, scientists are saying emissions need to fall really fast right now. But global emissions are still going up, and some of the biggest economies in the world don't have any plans to reduce emissions this decade. That includes China and India. The U.S. is one of the top emitters of greenhouse gases, and the Biden administration promised to cut U.S. emissions in half this decade. But right now, there aren't policies in place that would achieve that goal. And if anything, this report suggests the U.S. would need to move even more quickly.
Rebecca Hersher from NPR's climate team. Thanks, Becky. We appreciate it.
Thanks.